So if we can't get dinosaur dung from Cambridgeshire anymore, well, where do we get our phosphate from? And how long will it last? We're joined now by Dr. James Dyke. He is the co-chair of Sustainability Science Southampton. Where do we get our phosphate from for our fertilisers today?
Well, the vast majority of phosphorus comes from phosphate rocks. So phosphorus is not a particularly rare element in the Earth's crust. About 1% of the Earth's crust is comprised of phosphorus. So that translates to something like 1,000 billion tons of phosphorus. So there's a lot of phosphorus around. Unfortunately, there are not many high concentration deposits of phosphorus. And it's those high concentration deposits that thus far we've entirely relied on to power our agricultural system.
So to sort of draw a parallel with something like oil, are there particular places in the world that are the phosphate capitals of the world where this stuff can be mined?
There are, and there's actually many fewer places. So in terms of the good quality phosphorus deposits, you're looking at China, United States and Morocco and a couple of other countries that have about 85% of entire reserves of phosphorus. And in Morocco and the Western Sahara alone, you're most probably looking at about 75% of all the known high-quality phosphorus reserves.
That, to me, seems kind of risky. It's always risky when you hear about an essential resource that is concentrated in just one or two places in the world.
It might be, mightn't it? I mean, you might think that certain wars have been fought over getting hold of oil. We are seeing armed conflicts for water. So one of the concerns is when we see these high concentration deposits begin to be depleted, we could be looking at just a handful of countries largely controlling the world supply of phosphorus.
Bring on the phosphorus wars, not. Again, to draw another parallel with oil, there's been a lot of discussion about peak oil. Have we reached that? How many fossil fuels are left in the ground? Where are we in terms of phosphorus, of phosphate that's left?
Well, that is the $6 million question, isn't it? So it will depend widely on who you ask. So if you talk to the International Fertilizer Development Center, it thinks that we will not see any constraints on phosphorus supply for a matter of centuries, maybe even up to 300 years. If you were to go and look at the United States Geological Survey figures from just a few years ago, they'll be giving peak phosphorus, so the maximum rate of phosphorus, and thereafter the amount that we're going to produce is going to get smaller every year. They're going to put that as little as 2030. So as little as a few decades, we could see a continual and progressive decline in our ability to extract phosphorus from rocks.
In that case, if that scenario is actually the one that's correct, this is actually quite an urgent problem. But then what happens to it? It's made into fertilizer, it goes onto the fields. Then what happens? Why do we lose it out of the sort of cycle?
Yeah, you would think, given that it's absolutely crucial for all human life, at least, and all life on the surface biosphere, we'd be a bit more careful with it. But when you look at how much we waste, it's an extraordinary amount. It's about 80% of the phosphorus that's initially used, initially dug out of the ground, is wasted before a human actually consumes it. So there are many points at which it's wasted. It's wasted initially when it's dug up and processed. There are losses there. There are losses when we put it on the field. Soil erosion gets blown away by the wind. It gets washed away by water. Then when we grow the crops, there's significant amounts of food that's lost globally. So about 30% of global food produced is lost before it gets to market. And then when it's bought, especially in developed nations, we waste a lot of food because we buy too much food and then we throw that food away. At each point on that process, we are losing those phosphorus elements. I mean, we can't ever run out of phosphorus. It doesn't leave the earth, but we're continually diluting that easy to get high concentration deposits.
And in terms of the stuff that we put on the fields that gets kind of leached away or lost, where does that end up?
Well, unfortunately, for many habitats, it ends up in watercourses. So in certain countries, particular regions of China, let's say, there's a large amount of input of phosphorus fertilizer on the land. Unfortunately, soil management is quite poor. Large amounts of soil end up in the water laden with phosphorus. It runs down through rivers into lakes, and there it produces eutrophication events. It promotes so much algae. The algae clog up the surface of the lake. They fall down to the bottom. They produce these low oxygen situations which rapidly kill all the large plants and fish. And they go from nice, productive aquatic environments that can produce fish for humans as well as other kind of wildlife to these rather unpleasant green stinking lakes which can stay in that state for a very, very long time after the input of phosphorus is stopped. So it's a real ecological problem.
So how should we be viewing phosphorus? If it can cause this eutrophication, is it a pollutant? Is it a finite resource? Is it precious? How should we be viewing it?
Well, it's both. It's absolutely crucial for life, but it's also an incredibly damaging pollutant that we put into our watercourses. So it's a finite resource in the sense of the high concentration deposits. There should be enough that would last us, but we need to do a much better job in managing the reserves that we have and then also making sure that we don't lose so much and then end up using it essentially as a pollutant.
What can we do to lessen this problem?
Well, thus far we've looked at it as a supply-side problems. So the increase in phosphorus, when you look back over time, it's undergone this kind of exponential increase since the Second World War. But really, ultimately, what we need to be doing is taking some more inspiration from the biosphere. Phosphorus is a limiting nutrient for all life on Earth, and the biosphere has figured out how to recycle phosphorus. So it's ultimately going to be reducing the losses from the system. So that's more recycling, more careful application, and much less amount of food that we're going to waste.
Thanks very much. That's Dr. James Dyke from Southampton University, and we will be coming back to him a little later in the programme.